This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I don't know. I think I'm doing things right. I got this email yesterday. I need to read to you. Brent writes, my wife and I were having sex over the weekend, Labor Day weekend, and she's into spanking skits. I used a wooden paddle, and she didn't seem to be in pain, but the next day she had an enormous bruise the size of an extra butt cheek. We put ice on it, but now it's Wednesday and not going down in size. Is there anything I could do? I don't want to take her to the emergency because they will most likely call the police accusing me of wife beating. I'm not making fun of you guys, but come on, people, what are you doing? I don't understand. Okay, you know, I get the whole role playing. I get that, and I get having fun. I just don't understand the concept of using other objects when it comes to sex. You know, we had a patient who had a poker chip up in her vagina. She wanted to make sure she got it out, and I don't understand. I mean, you know, I live in Vegas, and poker chips are great, you know, to play poker with, or you got your chips that you use, you know, for your roulette table or whatever. I just don't understand how things could be sex toys. To me, looking at a shampoo bottle or a blender, I don't understand the blender. Somebody's got to explain to me, what's the blender? Egg beaters, I don't understand. I don't. I mean, I'm a doctor. You would think I would understand somehow how it would help the anatomy. Sitting on a washing machine, again, that doesn't make too much sense to me. I mean, unless it's in the spin cycle. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I just, you know, need to live a little more. But, you know, here's what's happening is when you hit her with the paddle, and I wish you were live so I could talk to you on air. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But I understand, for those of you that want to email us, that's what we have the email site for on the website, drdali.com. I understand. I'd like to get a little bit more information here. But if you're paddling somebody, all of a sudden the next day, there's a big, huge extra butt cheek. Okay, you probably have a seroma there. It's a seroma, or she has a seroma. So she bruised, and she probably bled, and now she has leaky fluid, blood, inflammatory cells, etc., because you damage blood vessels and lymphatic vessels. Now, sorry, I just bit my tongue. Sometimes we see seromas. Yeah, I'm sure a bite can cause it, too. Sometimes we see seromas after surgery. You'll have surgery like breast reconstruction or tummy tucks or whatever, hernia repairs, and they will send you home with drains. You'll go home with drains, and they fill up, and your kids are going, what's that bloody fluid that you have there? Is it Kool-Aid? You're like, no, it's not Kool-Aid. It's blood. Don't drink it. And, you know, we want to drain that fluid out, okay? So you have to take her in to get seen, either by your regular doctor or a specialist, because this can get infection. You know what I mean? It could get infected. This is not something you want to mess with. Now, God forbid you start getting an infection with that. Remember, because there's damaged blood vessels and damaged lymphatic vessels, etc., you're not going to be able to fight any infection as well, because you can't get the inflammatory fluids where you need to be. So a sign of an infected seroma would be pain, a lot of tenderness, fever, chills. Sometimes you'll even have leakage of the fluid. Usually the fluid of a seroma is clear, but then if it gets infected, it can start looking all kind of pussy and more cloudy, etc. But you just don't mess around. These things are pretty scary. So what do you do if you think you're going to be in trouble for wife beating? Well, first and foremost, that shouldn't be an issue if you both are telling the truth. Now, if you're worried that she's going to get mad at you and change the story, then, okay, yeah, you could be in a little bit of trouble. But I wouldn't go there. She needs to seek medical help. It would really, really help if you had a doctor that knows you, where you go in and see them. So the doctor can kind of, you know, already is very, very familiar with you and can kind of be less suspicious of spousal abuse, knowing you and being able to, you know, pick up on the signs. So if you have a regular doctor, this could be completely eliminated. Go to the regular doctor, they could drain you. They could stick a needle in there, they could drain you. We had somebody where we drained about 200 cc's out of his seroma. We still couldn't get it all, so we had to send him to a surgeon. He had fallen doing, snowboarding. So we had fallen and it was a bruise and he just bled underneath the skin. I mean, that's what a bruise is. A bruise is bleeding underneath the skin, but a seroma is a pocket of fluid from the inflammatory cells and the lack of flow. You have a lymphatic system and your venous system that helps take fluid out. Your tissues are always getting fluid. All right? If your tissues were dry, they would start to die off. So you always have fluid going into your tissues. But then you need a system to take that fluid out. It has to be a very movable type of system. Once you mess that system up, you start to get the back pressure. And then you get the backflow. Now, you know, what's even more interesting about than seromas, and I know you guys are probably like, I can't imagine Dr. Dahlia talking about anything more interesting than seromas, is the issue that you would be worried that somebody would think that you would get in trouble for abuse. Okay? I mean, you know, just be prepared. Okay? You did strike your wife. True, it was in an act of sex. But you are going to be asked some of the main questions that we ask. You know, was this consensual? Was this, I know there were some rules in some states where if the bruising is on the tushy, if it's a kid, it's okay. But if it's above the tushy, it's not. You could still get in trouble for spankings. You know, in some states, it's illegal. You know, any sort of battery, okay, could be a cause of such of you know, some sort of legal consequences. So you may also want to, you know, check that out. But make sure you have your, you know, your wife on board with, look, you know, they got a little crazy and I guess had a blood vessel. But by the way, if she is an easy bleeder, she needs some tests to find out why she's an easy bleeder also. Okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is today working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really do appreciate it. We know that you have many other choices out there. And the fact that you choose our show, no, don't be embarrassed. It's okay. It's okay. That's, yeah. I think you're cool. I really dig the fact that you choose my show. So thank you very, very much. I'm really, really honored. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't want anybody to worry, but apparently they say that there was an asteroid or is there going to be an asteroid? Oh, looks like an asteroid is coming. We're supposed to be okay. An asteroid is supposed to have a very close shave with us on Sunday. It's a 60-foot rock, and it's supposed to come 10 times closer to our planet than the moon. All right. Apparently, it's supposed to be, I think the closest approach we'll see it would be in New Zealand. At the time of the closest approach, the asteroid is called 2014 RC, one-tenth the distance from the center of the Earth to the moon, which is about 25,000 miles away. See, they only tell us, like, right before it happens because they don't want us to, you know, get Bruce Willis or anybody to go and, you know, try to fall on it, or I don't know, what was Bruce Willis supposed to do? Put a nuke on the asteroid? Yeah, they don't want us doing that on our own. They say they think it's at about 60 feet or 20 meters in size. At its closest point to Earth will be above New Zealand. This is supposed to happen September 7th. Amateur astronomers with small telescopes may actually see this. It's supposed to be very, very fast. And it also kind of turns around a lot. So it kind of is going to be like, doo-doo, you know, it's going to be kind of turning around like, whoa. Kind of like, remember in Superman 2? Remember in Superman 2 they had the three bad guys were in that little piece of glass rhomboid thing, and then the glass got shattered, and then here they are, and they're kind of flowing, and like, woo! Okay, you think it's slow, but it's really, really fast. That's what the asteroid would do. It was discovered the night of August 31st by the Catalina Sky Survey near Tucson. Catalina Sky Survey, boy, is that a mind blow, right? Tucson, Arizona is desert. Then you hear Catalina, so you're thinking water and boats. Anyway, they said independently detected the next night by Pan-STARRS 1 telescope in Hawaii. Good for you guys, by the way, for sitting there keeping an eye on our sky. I'm really happy. You guys could be really, really blowing things off or picking your nose or Facebooking, and I really feel confident that we have good people behind the scope watching. It will not hit Earth. Okay, so nobody has to start looting. It will not hit Earth, but its orbit will bring it back to our neighborhood in the future. No, thank you. Goodbye. It does give us an opportunity, excuse me, to look at it, which would be nice. All right. I guess people are predicting that there's supposed to be a big asteroid hitting us March 16th, 2880. There's supposed to be an asteroid, they think, that is going to... Now, people are like, wait a second, how are they figuring this out? Well, because they're looking at the, they look at the orbit, and they see where it is, and they follow the orbit, and they go, uh-oh, we're going to be going here. Where it's all calculation. It's all mathematics. You know, and remember all the math we had to learn? You know, a train is going 80 miles an hour. You're about to cross the road. All right, will the train hit you if you're walking 1 mile an hour? You know, and then you're like, yeah, but like, what if your little brother pushes you? You know, there's all sorts of things that could happen. Researchers studying the rock says that, we're talking about the big one that's supposed to hit in 2880. They said researchers studying the rock found that its body rotates so quickly that it should break apart, but somehow remains intact on its earthbound trajectory. Tell them don't come here. Yeah, just tell it to put a big arrow up in space, say detour. I guess it is held together by cohesive forces, the Van der Waal forces. Remember the Van der Waal forces we learned? I remember learning them, I just don't remember what they are. And it's considered a major breakthrough, but scientists still don't know how to stop it. Well, they should figure it out. And can you do it quicker than the whole Ebola thing? Honestly, you guys only now started working on the whole Ebola vaccine? Start working on this asteroid, please. The discovery was made by researchers at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. Previous research has shown that asteroids are loose piles of rubble held together by gravity and friction. Just like Washington, D.C. The asteroid is traveling at about 9 miles a second relative to the Earth. It is due to swing so close to the Earth that it could slam into the Atlantic Ocean at 38,000 miles per hour. Now, is that crazy? Is that crazy that they know exactly what body of water? You know, what if we just turn a little faster? What if our nights or days go a little quicker by then? And what if global warming has a bigger ocean? Oh, that would be interesting. Yeah, looking at, I wonder if the Atlantic Ocean, maybe that's good. Maybe global warming is, did you guys ever think about that? Maybe global warming is supposed to happen. Okay, maybe it's all God's will so that there's a bigger ocean space for an asteroid to hit. All right. I think we'll be a little safer if the asteroid hits the water than if it hits land. If it hits land, it's going to be this big cloud of dust. If it hits water, I think the water is going to handle the dust. There'll just be a lot of tsunamis. So if I were you, I'd be moving about, you know, St. Louis right about now. It is estimated that if 1950 DA, that's what it's called, remember Shaggy DA? If 1950 DA were to collide with the planet, it would do so with a force of around 44,800 megatons of TNT. What point do you want? And it would slam into the, I already said that, the probability of an impact is only 0.3%. What? I'm spending 10 minutes on this segment. It's only a 0.3% chance. This represents a risk 50% greater than an impact from all other asteroids. All right. So that would be the year 2880. Now, somebody like, wait a second, 2014. What do we care? Well, because, you know, we got babies. And those babies are babies. And I really believe that our souls come back. I don't know if I want to call it reincarnation. But I really believe I'm going to come back. I am so worried I'm going to come back as a liberal Democrat. And I don't know what I would do with myself. I'm really nervous about that. I hope the high heaven, if I do come back, I still kind of come back with my same mental faculties. All right, what's going on here? We have the fast food worker strike that's going on right now. Big, big strike going on today. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now they want $15 an hour and the right to unionize. These fast food strikes began in 2012. Wasn't there a walkout in New York, November 2012? And the wage gap is starting to become a huge, huge issue in a lot of states, cities, etc. Now, they are doing walkouts. I'm not really eating fast food, so it's not that big a deal for me. It's going to occur in about 150 cities, from Wendy's, Burger King, KFC, McDonald's. There's already some protesters getting handcuffed in New York and Detroit for blocking streets near the fast food establishments. There's going to be sit-ins, etc. The protests are for the Fight for 15 movement. It's backed by unions like Service Employees International Union, things like that. Of course, they love the union. The unions love it. Then they get union dues. All right. You know, it's something that we've lived with now for how many decades? Okay, the federal minimum wage right now is $7.25 an hour. When I worked fast food, I was making about $4 an hour. It was just a little bit over minimum wage, which was like $3.83 at the time. And it was understood that the fast food job would be the easiest job to get. It was a job that allowed you to move up and work up, but it was decided that it would be a temporary job. Fast food was a means to an end for a lot of us who were using those jobs to make some extra cash, all right? And nobody complained that much, you know, in the early, I don't know, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2000, you know. But when the recession hit, now it became an issue because the easiest jobs to get were the fast food. All right, it's cheap, $7.25 an hour. Yeah, that adds up, but it's cheap. And a lot of these fast food companies didn't offer health insurance because, you know, you could be part-time. So a lot of people that needed to feed their families were able to go into the fast food sector. The fast food people got great. They got cheap labor. People got jobs. The problem is now you have a huge amount of the population that are not the high school student or the college student trying to pay their gas money. These are people trying to support their kids and their wives. And their job is a fast food job. And so they can't live on $7.25 an hour. Mind you, they were grateful to get the job originally, but come on. They have a, you know, apartment, house, car, kids. So what happens if we double their wages? What happens to the economy? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Petra writes, Doctor, I work for, and I don't want to give the name of the company, so I'm just going to keep it leaked out, and I've never received a raise. I've been there 3 years and not one increase, even for cost of living. Where can I go to help the strike here in Nevada? All right. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't know where people are striking for the fast food, and I would like to see what's going on with that. This is a very, very interesting revolutionary time between fast food and employers. But there's a couple different subjects I want to talk about. One is how to get a raise. Now, we don't talk about that a lot, the best way to get a raise or ask for a raise. That's definitely something we need to we need to discuss. But going back to minimum wage and fast food, workers, demanding $15 an hour. You know, when people say, look, it's fast food, the fast food industry won't exist anymore, most people say, who cares? Okay, these people are working. They're working hard. When I worked fast food, that was difficult. I mean, you were sweating. You were running around. It was very laborious work, lifting and moving. I mean, it was not an easy job. Okay, I understand, sitting there, I guess, behind a counter and, keeping a seat warm. I can understand why that would be a high-paying job, but something like fast food is a pretty labor-intensive job. So when you use the argument, well, what's going to happen to fast food? Fast food won't be fast food anymore. The workers don't care. All right? However, they should care, all right? Because that turns into job loss. All right? As far as I'm concerned, I think it should be equal pay for equal work. I always thought that. However, we're already seeing from the fast food industry prices of hamburgers $6-7. I'm like, what? I remember when I went to Denny's once and a sandwich was $6-7. I was like, wait a second here. This is supposed to be Denny's. This is supposed to be expensive. And now sandwiches are going $12, $13, $13.99, $14.99 sandwiches you're seeing in some places, in restaurants. So prices are going up ridiculously. And not that I want people eating fast food. I know there's some people in this world that want the whole fast food industry to die. I understand economics a lot. And I understand that just because you don't like something because it's fattening doesn't mean you could get rid of it and it won't have a ripple effect on everything else. So you start to lose these fast food places that offer people coffee, that offer people a salad or a treat or a, not the most healthy burger. All right. Now you have millions upon millions of jobs that are lost. You have advertising dollars. I mean, McDonald's, the reason why so many people in the media love McDonald's is because McDonald's spends a lot of money in the media. All right, that Jack in the Box annoying clown, right, that nobody likes to see, Jack in the Box spends a lot of money in the media. So now TV gets a hit. Radio gets a hit. Now print gets a hit. Now food vendors get a hit. I don't know if necessarily the beef vendors would. It all depends on how much beef they actually get. But now you have paper industry. You have the ketchup, mustard packets, these condiment industries, plastic forks, cups, styrofoam, cooking equipment, the cooking equipment industry of the fryers and the ovens and all that. You have the commercial real estate. You have the paint. You have the, so you see where we're going with this. These franchises and these fast food places, it is such an integral part of the restaurant economy. That you start doubling wages of workers and fast foods have to get rid of their 99-cent menu and start charging like, Denny's would for a burger, etc. There's going to be not a lot of reason for people to go to McDonald's. Nobody's going to go to McDonald's and spend $8 on a burger. You go to McDonald's because it's fast and it's cheap. And again, from a health perspective, I think we all should be eating at home more. We should all be eating more salads and more vegetables, etc. But the truth of the matter is we're all on the run. And a lot of people on the run want to grab something quick. So now you have $15 an hour workers. So what are they going to do with their bottom line? Well, maybe the restaurant, maybe, the food chain will go, you want to know what? We'll just make millions of dollars less profit. I think that's okay. We'll give everybody more money. We'll make less profit. No, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. They have shareholders. They're not going to let their stocks drop. Okay, they're not going to lose their job because somebody higher up wants to see a better bottom line. So they're going to cut, and they're going to cut. They're going to cut on quality, they're going to up their prices, and they're going to cut jobs. And they're going to have less people, and they're going, you know, and it's something that I'm kind of nervous, because when you see people fight for something that's going to cause their own demise, I get really nervous. Okay? I mean, they know what's going to happen. Now, I can understand raising the minimum wage. I think that's important. I think raising the minimum wage is a smart thing to do, but slowly. The minimum wage should be very slowly raised. Anytime you do anything abruptly, as we've seen with Obamacare, you start to see the sequelae of more job losses. Okay? Our economy, even though we are still in one of the crappiest recessions, in some areas there's some hope. I mean, some of my patients actually have jobs now at fast food. All right? I don't want to see more unemployment. We don't need that now. We don't. And are they asking for $10 an hour? No, they're not. They're asking for double pay. All right? Well, double pay, that's, you know, a lot of people don't make $15 an hour. And so if they want to be paid more than other workers, they're going to probably cause the demise of a lot of the franchises. And then you start losing those franchises, you lose the jobs. Now, in the meantime, if you are a very smart entrepreneur, you should be thinking about a restaurant-style drive-through type where you get something healthy that's cheap on the quickly. All right? Rather than fast food, you come up with the salad sandwich. And I understand some of these people sell wraps and things like that, but I mean, you would probably have to advertise yourself as the Health Hut, something like that. Come up with a franchise called the Health Hut. Make sure it has a drive-through. Make sure it has friendly service. All right. Make sure the food is cheap enough for people to buy it. Okay, maybe you hire less workers so you could then keep up with this whole $15 hike thing, all right? But we are going to need an on the go place where you could get something, you know, low in calories, or like 100 calories or less. I don't care if you guys steal the idea, go with it. Just make a Health Hut, something like that, because. You know, fast food is gonna drop. I was at Cheesecake Factory the other day. My mom wanted to go to Cheesecake Factory, and I was nervous because I'm on a diet and my husband's on a diet, etc. But we're like, you know what? It's my mom's birthday. It's her favorite restaurant. We're gonna go. Well, luckily they had the Skinnylicious menu, and the Skinnylicious menu was not that bad. Everything was supposed to be under 500 calories, until of course we ordered dessert and then we really blew it. But still, it was a smart idea. They have a whole menu. Right? Yeah, I wasn't that busy that day, but then again, it was in the middle of the week. But good for them. You know, they're kind of going with the time. Maybe you need a Skinnylicious chain, something like that. And the burger is made with turkey meat, or I don't know. So people think they're getting, I mean, you got to be, you know, truthful about it. Make sure that it doesn't have the extra calories. But, you know, if one of you could come up with some sort of a design for healthy, quote-unquote, fast food that's quick and cheap, go for it. But while you're deciding all this, you need to think ahead and go, are you going to be able to do this if your workers are demanding twice their pay? And then you need to figure out how to, unfortunately, then automate a lot of it, which doesn't help the economy either. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so an elderly woman, I hate it when they say elderly woman because I don't think they're elderly. The woman's only 68. But apparently she has filed a lawsuit against a Florida hospital in Orlando saying that doctors removed her rectum accidentally when they mixed up another patient's results. She was healthy and was fine, went in for a routine colonoscopy. This is in Orlando, Florida. All right, but then doctors told her she was suffering from rectal cancer. They made the diagnosis after taking tissue samples from the woman during a colonoscopy. The colonoscopy, you have the camera go in, they take a look, they have a little snare that they could use to take out polyps or things that they could do to do a biopsy through the scope. All right. She's asked to obviously not be named, but she claims she was misdiagnosed. That the test results mixed up were those of a man who actually had cancer. Unfortunately, they removed half of her rectum, and then after the operation, they found, well, wait a second, the rectum is clear. There's no cancer here. And so she may be suing for negligence, obviously. When you hear stories like this, I usually get emails. A lot of you actually show me these articles, and I have to go, oops. It's embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. And it's frightening for any patient out there that, I'm telling you all to, make sure you get your colon cancer screens and, be evaluated. Maybe you need to have a colonoscopy, et cetera. All for you to, in the end, end up going through something like this. And, I don't know what to say in a case like this. I really don't. It's an embarrassment to the medical profession when something like this happens. Whenever we do take a sample, it's supposed to be labeled, right? And then when it's labeled, then the person takes that labeled specimen to the lab or the pathology office. Then the pathologist takes a look at it, or the lab tech takes a look at it and prepares it for the pathologist. Again, it's supposed to, the name is supposed to match the paperwork or whatever goes into the computer. There's not supposed to be any goof-ups with that. Then the pathologist takes a look at it, has the name in front of them, that's inputted into the computer or whatever, and reads it, inputs it, etc. So if there was a mess up within the lab or within the hospital with some sort of the transport, it would happen probably at that level between biopsy and pathologist reading it, because the pathologist can't tell if you're a girl or a guy. A lot of times with the pathology, they just read it. Once you're in, and if somebody brought me a lab specimen, I would see the paperwork, I would see that, I would see that they were in the hospital, and I mean, there's no other way I could reconfirm. So during transport, it got messed up. Now, I told you I had a patient a few weeks ago who was going to his pain management doctor. Pain management doctors many times routinely run, drug tests to make sure you're not lying and that, he's not giving you a narcotic that could mix with a another medicine that you're on and be deadly. So they do a drug test on you. And my patient showed up positive on his drug test for methadone and pot. And he goes, Dahlia, look, I wouldn't lie to you. I don't take this stuff. The only thing I take is tramadol. And if you look at the drug test, the tramadol doesn't even show up. So I go, well, then do you want us to retest you, but do something like hair or blood or something where it's in the system a little bit longer than the urine? We did, and he was negative for both. And so, he's like, my name has this. There's a lab test with my name in writing right now that could be circulating doctor's offices saying I'm on methadone when I'm not. But what do I do? And I said, look, you got to talk to the doctor, show the doctor these results, or maybe an issue with the lab. Now, I mean, labs can make corrections. If there's ever a problem with the lab, the problem he had is this lab that was done, they already threw out the sample. So they weren't going to change it without, and you can't. You can't tell a lab, go change something. They should rerun it, but sometimes specimens you can only keep for so long. It gets old and you can't rerun them. And so I've seen mislabelings happen. And it's some scary stuff. All right. You know, like for us, whenever we have a patient go in and give a urine sample, we put the name on the sample. We let them give their sample and we take it immediately. We don't let it sit there with other samples. We don't let somebody, you know, change the name. You know, there has to be a code of ethics and a work ethic when it involves this. But unfortunately, this woman was told she had cancer, and then she went and she had, I don't want to say half the rectum, but she had probably a bowel resection. And that's a tough one. That's really, really a tough one. And then the next question is, did they ever find the guy with cancer? And I hope they're treating him, you know, correctly also. I don't know what to tell you. You know, I mean, I'm almost wondering if we need proxies when we go into the hospital or go into the medical office where they are overseeing everything you do. All right, but the problem is you can't follow these specimens all the way to where they need to go. You know, there's a lab we were working with where we had no idea, but the labs were shipped to another state to be run. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're not running the labs in the city? Why would you fly them out to another state? That doesn't make any sense. But that's just what they do. I mean, you know, how do you watch those labs? How do you do them? I mean, your job is to then, as a patient, you know, hopefully you trust the hospital. You know, make sure they're not a place that does multiple mistakes. And then two, get a second opinion. Okay, whenever there's something like a cancer diagnosis or whatever, get a second opinion. Problem is how do you get a second opinion on something that was biopsied and it's not there? I mean, once it's mislabeled, it's frightening, and I'm sorry that happened. I really am. 1-877, I mean, I didn't do it, obviously, but yeah. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hot car dad Justin Harris has been indicted for his son's murder. Justin Harris was the 33-year-old one man who left his son in the SUV this summer, and the boy died. It looks like he could actually face the death penalty. He faces 8 counts. Malice murder, 2 counts of felony murder, cruelty to children in the first and second degree, criminal attempt to commit a felony, and 2 counts of dissemination of harmful material to minors. His 22-month-old son had died on June 18th inside a hot car parked outside Home Depot where Harris worked. Apparently, he left his son in the locked vehicle with malice and afterthought and caused the boy cruel and excessive physical pain. He pleaded not guilty, claimed the death was an accident, and that he forgot to drop his son off at daycare. The temperature had reached 90 degrees in Atlanta. The prosecution argued that Harris returned to his car once during the day to drop something off after lunch, and he must have known the boy was inside. They suggested he was eager to, live a life without a child. I don't understand this. All right. They discovered he had been sexting multiple women before his son's death. And then I guess one of the females was under 18. So that's how he got the disseminated harmful material to minors. We've talked about people leaving their kids in the car, you know, and he wasn't the first one that did this. And I don't know if he's guilty or innocent, but you hear, you know, people say, oh, could you drop off baby for me? Yeah, I'll take baby. And then they forget. And they go on their merry way. They you know, go their normal commute, go to work, and completely forget that they have the baby in the back of their car. You know, and I don't know what would fix it. I don't want to say we need to have our babies in the front of the car. But I think part of the situation is you can't see the baby. You know, and a lot of times we put the baby right behind the driver. You know, so you grab your stuff, you grab your briefcase in the front, and baby's in back. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.